Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine has arrived in New York City. Mayor de Blasio says since it's just one dose, it's the perfect option for seniors.
And some of them, sadly, are homebound and need that help literally house by house, apartment by apartment. That's what we're going to be doing. So right now, outreach is being made. Doors are being knocked on. Seniors who need this vaccination in their home are being identified, and they're going to be reached starting today, and that effort will grow as supply increases.
Something he says is not happening fast enough, and he blames the governor's office.
We need our fair share of the vaccine, which we have not been getting from the state of New York. We need less bureaucracy, more freedom to vaccinate, and we need the supply in hand. Haven't had a single week where we could hit the number that we're able to hit, which is at least 500,000 vaccinations a week. We haven't had a single week we could do it because we didn't have the supply.
The city-run vaccination site in the Bronx opened today in Co-op City. It's at 177 Dreiser Loop and will be open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Thursdays through Tuesdays. Governor Cuomo announced 12 community-based pop-up vaccination sites coming online this week. He says they'll be able to vaccinate more than 4,000 New Yorkers. The city locations are at the Canaan Baptist Church on West 116th Street, NYCHA on West 27th and Chelsea, the Jacob Riis Houses in Queens, and the Spring Creek Towers Community Center in Brooklyn. Other area pop-ups include Uniondale High School, the BAPS Hindu Temple in Melville, and the Open Door Family Medical Center up in Ossining. Murder charges against a Long Island doctor.
Nassau DA Madeline Singus said Dr. George Blotti prescribed staggering amounts of opioids, thousands of pills over a short period of time. And she said he frequently wrote the prescriptions in his car in Rockville Center without doing an examination or blood test. And she claims he did it despite repeated warnings that he should stop. Singus said he was indicted for allegedly murdering five patients.
In this case, his actions, the amount of drugs that he was prescribing, the number of deaths, five deaths, basically he's a serial killer in our opinion.
She says the five deaths can be traced to the prescriptions he wrote. Carol DiIoria, 1010 Winds in Mineola, Long Island.
During his news conference yesterday, in which he responded to sexual harassment allegations against him, Governor Cuomo said he would not step down from office. He cited work that he was elected to do, and he took what was viewed as a stab at Mayor de Blasio by listing problems specifically in New York City. Well, today the mayor was asked about that.
He's trying to distract attention away from that. And people are smarter than that.
Including, says the mayor, not wanting to talk about the nursing home scandal or allegations of political bullying.
Reports, for example, demanding that people be fired. Absolutely, that's happened, which is absolutely inappropriate. You know, the whole concept of using power in that fashion rather than trying to solve problems, this has been my concern from the beginning.
State lawmakers could vote as soon as today on legislation that would restrict the pandemic-era powers granted to Governor Cuomo. The bill would bar the governor from issuing any new directives. It would also allow the legislature to repeal any previous executive order by a simple majority vote. As the start of spring nears, we're also entering pothole season. Transportation Department crews in New Jersey have started their annual campaign of filling in the cracks created by this year's particularly stormy winter. They say more extensive repairs will take place when the weather warms up and asphalt plants reopen. New Jersey motorists, though, can report problem spots now. Either call 1-800-POTHOLE or go to the state DOT website. Police Commissioner Dermot Shea touting improvements in the latest crime statistics for February.
We have a citywide index crimes, a decrease of over 20% in New York City. It's a 23% decrease. The one category of major index crime that we have an increase in through the first 2 months is a slight increase in stolen vehicles.
The report shows there were 21 murders in February compared to 22 last year. Shooting incidents increased to 77 from 44. There were 400 gun arrests, 156 more compared to the same period in 2020. 9 months behind bars is the sentence for Anne-Marie Drago of Patchogue. She was convicted of criminally negligent homicide in the September 2018 death of Evelyn Rodriguez. Rodriguez was struck and killed in a confrontation while setting up a memorial in Brentwood to mark the second anniversary of the killing of her 16-year-old daughter. Kayla was murdered by MS-13. The defense argued that Drago had feared for her safety and was suffering from psychological disorders from a previous assault. Her attorney says they will appeal. A JetBlue flight from Palm Beach, Florida to LaGuardia was forced to make an emergency landing at JFK last night. The pilot reported an issue with one of the aircraft's hydraulic wing flaps. JetBlue says the flight was diverted out of an abundance of caution, and once safely on the ground, it taxied to the gate and the passengers deplaned. The aircraft was then taken out of service for inspection. Major League Baseball has declared June 2nd Lou Gehrig Day. On July 4th, 1939, Gehrig delivered his famed speech at Yankee Stadium.
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Gehrig left baseball with his health compromised by ALS, a progressive neurological disease which became known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Major League Baseball says Gehrig will be celebrated for inspiring the ongoing movement to end ALS.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.